The blessing of Al Mitzvah Tzitzis that we customarily recite upon wearing a talis katan. In this lesson, we will review the source and background behind this blessing, the dispute we find regarding it in the Rishonim and Paiskim, the various customs of communities to say it and not to say it, and different circumstances and scenarios in which it is not to be said. So as we are aware, a person who wears a talis gadol does not say the blessing of Al Mitzvah Tzitzis. Rather, he says, Asher kedishanu b'mitzvayso v'tzivanu lihis'atif b'tzitzis. That is the original wording of the bracha of the mitzvah of wearing tzitzis. Where then did the blessing of Al Mitzvah Tzitzis come from? So interestingly, this is actually a dispute in the Rishayinim. The Mechaber in Shulchan Aruch, chapter 8, Halacha 6, states that whenever one wears a talis, whether a talis gadol or even a talis katan, he is to say the blessing of lihis atif b'tzitzis. According to the Mechaber, the blessing of Al Mitzvah Tzitzis does not exist. It is the Ramah who brings in the name of the Kalbai, one of the Ashkenazi Rishonim, that there is a difference in the nusach of the blessing between a talis katan and talis gadol. By a talis gadol you say lisatif betzitzis, while by a talis katan you say al mitzvah tzitzis. What's the reason behind this differentiation, and how can someone make up a blessing that's not written in the Talmud? So you see, the problem is as follows. The meaning of the words of the blessing, the lisatif betzitzis, is that you garb yourself in the garment, wrap it around yourself like a Yishmaelite. This is only possible to be done by a talis gadol, which fits the size to do a Yishmaeli wrap. However, a talis katan is too small to be able to do the Yishmaeli wrap, and hence, how can you say a wording that simply isn't factually correct? You are not garbing yourself with the tzitzis, you're simply wearing it. And therefore, says the Ramah, that by a talis katan we say the blessing of Al Mitzvah Tzitzis. Now, the Ramah in Darkei Moshe has brought in the Taz, explains this a little bit deeper. It's not just a linguistic wording issue with the blessing lisatif betzitzis. In truth, there are opinions who hold that if a talis cannot be wrapped like a Yishmaeli wrap due to its small size, then in fact it's not obligated in tzitzis at all. And if so, certainly a blessing may not be said over it. For this reason, we say what would be considered a politically correct blessing of Al Mitzvah Tzitzis, which is not saying that God commanded us to tie fringes to this talis, as some opinions hold it's not liable, being that it is too small to do the Yishmaeli wrap, but say a general blessing of on the Mitzvah of Tzitzis, that God commanded us the Mitzvah of Tzitzis, in general, not specifically to this garment. That's the explanation of the ruling of the Ramah. With that said, how does the Alter Rebbe rule in his Shulchan Aruch? So the Alter Rebbe rules in chapter 8, Halacha 7, as follows. If you're able to perform a Yishmaeli wrap with your talis katan because it's very large, then you should say the blessing lisatif betzitzis, just like by a talis gadol, as rules the Mechaber. If wherever you can't do so, or do not choose to do so, then you should say the blessing of Al Mitzvah tzitzis, as rules the Ramah. This compromise ruling, which fuses both the opinions of the Mechaber and Ramah, is likewise recorded in the Shari Tshuva, the Shulchan Gavaya, the Ben Ish Chai, and the Kaf HaChayim. Practically, in today's times, all talis katans are too small of a size to perform with it the Yishmaeli wrap, and therefore, practically, the blessing Lisatif Betzitzis is not recited, and rather the blessing of Al Mitzvah Tzitzis is recited. Now, while this is the widespread custom today, it's important to note that in previous times, many communities refused to say this blessing of Al Mitzvah Tzitzis and did not say any blessing upon putting on the talis katan. And there are some communities which follow this even today. They never say a blessing on a talis katan. There are several reasons behind this custom. Mishnah Berurah records in his times that majority of the talis katans were too small to be liable for tzitzis, and therefore a blessing wouldn't be said. This does not apply today when we make sure that the talis katan is of the proper measurement to be liable for tzitzis. Another reason, however, for the negation of the blessing of Al Mitzvah Tzitzis is because not everyone agrees with the ruling of the Ramah and the Kolbei that invents this blessing of Al Mitzvah Tzitzis on the talis katan. Some say such a blessing doesn't exist and you're not allowed to say the blessing. So is the ruling of the Rishonim, the Marach or Zeruah, and the Tashbeitz. And in fact, the Alter Rebbe in his Siddur did not write the bracha of Al Mitzvah Tzitzis, which can lead one to learn that he holds that it can't be said. And this indeed was the implied ruling of the Mechaber earlier, who said that you only say lisatif betzitzis, whether or not talis gadol or talis katan. Bottom line, to summarize this halacha, There's a discussion amongst the Rishonim and Poskim as to which blessing is to be recited on a Talis Katan, and whether you should say Lis Atif Betzitzis Al Mitzvah Tzitzis or no blessing at all. Practically, the custom of almost all Jewry today is to recite the blessing of Al Mitzvah Tzitzis. This applies even according to Sfardim, as is the ruling of the Alter Rebbe in the Shulchan Aruch, based on the Ramah and the ruling of the Achronim, both of Ashkenaz and Sfard. Now, b'diavad, if a person went ahead and said the blessing of this atif betzitzis on a talis katan, he nonetheless fulfills his obligation. As we already stated before, according to the Mechaber, this is the initial blessing to always be said on a talis katan. It's for this reason that married men do not recite a blessing on a talis katan, and rather have it included in the blessing of this atif betzitzis said by a talis gadol, as within that blessing you can also include, at least b'diavad, the blessing of the talis katan.
Thank you for listening to ShulchanAruchHarav.com. Our free services of making Torah knowledge available to the public depends on donors like you. Please help us continue our work through making even a small contribution at ShulchanAruchHarav.com under the Daily Halacha Dedication section or in the subscription page. Also, check out our online courses and many Sefarim available for purchase that will both enhance your Torah knowledge and help support our work.